Gary Burton to start out tonight's show from the album Hemp, Red Bags, and Cal. And the name of that track, of course, is the song by, I think it's a Mongo Santa Maria song initially, but I think it's best known by John Coltrane. But you heard Gary Burton playing and doing a great job on the vibes there. Afro Blue is the name of the track. And let's see on that one. There's actually a lot of great players on this album. I don't have the individual track listings, but the album has Gary Burton on vibes. Pianists, either Mulgrew Miller, Danilo Perez, or Makoto Ozone on piano. I'm going to guess it was Danilo Perez there on that Latin track. Russell Malone on guitar on some of the tracks, although there was no guitar on that one. On bass, it was Christian McBride or John Patitucci. And on drums, Lewis Nash or Horacio Hernandez. And Luis Quintero on percussion. So a great way to start out tonight's show. Had a great vibe to it with Gary Burton on the vibes. As I said, that was made famous by John Coltrane. And here's another cover of a great John Coltrane classic. This one is Moment's Notice, as performed by a great young pianist named Joel Holmes.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Coltrane from the album Giant Steps, and we heard Mr. PC. Man, that was cooking. That was just killing. John Coltrane on tenor sax, of course. Tommy Flanagan really laying it down on piano. And Paul Chambers, for which this track was named, Mr. PC, Paul Chambers on bass, really holding it rock steady. Man, that little piano solo in there where it was Tommy Flanagan and Paul Chambers and Art Taylor on drums, I'll announce them now. That little interlude there was just killing. Really loved that track. Mr. PC from the album Giant Steps. Everything on Giant Steps is just great, so that one included. Before that, we heard Dedicated to John Coltrane, part two of three quartets. And that is Chick Corea. And here's a great quartet for sure. Chick Corea on piano, Michael Brecker on tenor saxophone, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. That was actually quartet number two, part two, Dedicated to John Coltrane. That's the entire title of that track. And we started out that set with a John Coltrane original, Moment's Notice, but as performed by Joel Holmes from his album African Skies. And if you get a chance to catch Joel Holmes live, you should really make an effort to do it, because he's an amazing young pianist. And his album African Skies, also a killing album, so I highly recommend that. And that was a trio on that track, and that's Joel Holmes on piano, Eric Wheeler on bass, and Eric Kennedy on drums. Eric Kennedy did a fine drum solo on that as well. All right, and I put that together with what we opened up this show with, Afro Blue, and it's kind of a Dedicated to John Coltrane set to open up tonight's show. And this show is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Hope you're digging it so far. We're at least a half hour into tonight's show. And yes, I hope you're digging the tunes. And we're going to continue on with Mike DeRubo. Mike DeRubo was here in the Hartford area on Monday at the really fine jazz jam that they do over at Black Eyed Sally's on Monday nights. And Mike DeRubo's a fine alto sax player from, well, he's living in New York City now, but has his roots here in the Connecticut area. So it's great when he comes back and lays us on to some of his great tunes that he's written and plays on. We're going to hear something from a recent album of his called Kronos. We're going to hear a couple tracks from that, starting with the title track, Kronos. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was our Kronos set, in a way. Kronos, the last thing you just heard, was entitled Kronos from James Farm, a great group consisting of Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Aaron Parks on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and on drums, Eric Harland, that's who I was thinking of, Eric Harland on drums. James Farm's the name of the album, the name of the track is Kronos. But before that, we heard two from the album Kronos, Mike DeRubo's album released back in 2010. And that is a fine group and a really fine record. Mike DeRubo, as I said earlier, graced the stage at Black Eyed Sally's here in Hartford on Monday and just played a great, great set with some of Hartford's best musicians, including Warren Bird on piano and I think it was Steve Porter on bass. That was a great, great time over at Black Eyed Salads. But this, a fine album entitled Kronos. And we heard two tracks from that, starting with the title track, Kronos. And then after that, we heard More Physical, both of them Mike DeRubo compositions. Highly recommend that album. I think I'll feature it on the podcast this week. So if you head on over to the website at www.jazzandbeyond.com, you'll be able to link up where you can purchase these great albums and support these musicians and support the podcast as well. So I put links next to the playlists on all my shows. And if you just click on those and purchase those albums, as I said, you're supporting this great music, fine, fine jazz music. So make sure you do that, www.jazzandbeyond.com. We've been hearing a lot of great sax players tonight. And we've heard from John Coltrane and Michael Brecker and Mike DeRubo and Joshua Redman. We're going to continue on with some more fine sax players, mostly tenor sax players coming up. We've got Charles Lloyd, Noah Preminger, Jerry Bergonzi, and more tonight. So let's get right into it with some Charles Lloyd. Time is 7:05. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jerry Bergonzi from his album Wiggy. We heard three really great sax players, I think. All three kind of struck me as being very creative in their approach to improvisation, always coming up with things perhaps that you don't expect. That's what makes the music sound so great. Jerry Bergonzi from the album Wiggy. That also had on it Dan Wall on organ and Adam Nussbaum on drums. Before that, you heard from Noah Preminger from the album Before the Rain, his latest release, and a fine album it is. Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Frank Kimbrough on piano, John Hebert on bass, and Matt Wilson on the traps. Really sounding good. Charles Lloyd before that from his latest release entitled Mirror, although that goes back, I think, 2 or 3 years. Maybe not. Maybe it was 2010. But this one features Charles Lloyd on tenor and alto sax, Jason Moran on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. I really dug that. Hope you did too. Time now is 7:20. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I should point out that these are Claire's picks for the most part. Claire picked these out. I kind of ran into a roadblock while trying to figure out tonight's playlist, so Claire chimed in and put these together, so thanks for that. And we're going to continue on now with Jen Allen, a local Hartford.